I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Sprains and strains are injuries involving ligaments and muscles or tendons, and these common injuries cause similar symptoms. Dr. Luis Jarena is here to explain the treatment and healing process for sprains and strains. Dr. Jarena is an assistant professor in the Department of Orthopedics and Physical Medicine, and he's a non-surgical orthopedic and sports medicine physician at MUSC. Dr. Jarena, first of all, what is the difference between a sprain and a strain?
A sprain is a tearing or stretching of a ligament which connects bone to bone. So think MCL or many of the ligaments in your ankle, whereas a strain is tearing or an injury of the muscle or tendon which attaches the muscle to the bone. Now, their symptoms are very similar. Most people have swelling, pain at that site. Occasionally, you can have bruising depending on the severity. But then more severe strains and sprains will actually have some instability associated with it as well.
And how common are sprains and strains, and what typically causes this sort of injury?
So they are one of the most common things we see in orthopedics, and most commonly the injuries are a result of overstretching or overuse of that ligament or that tendon. So someone who does the same activity over and over can often get a strain of that tendon or that muscle, or if it's some type of traumatic injury, let's say a football player gets hit in the knee and their knee kind of bends more than it should, that's overstretching of that ligament that can cause that injury.
What sort of treatment or care is typically needed to heal sprains and strains, and how to tell if medical attention is needed if you get this sort of symptom?
Most people will have pain and some swelling in that area. There's three different grades typically when we're talking about sprains and strains. Grade one is mild. That means that you stretched it a little bit. It's painful. It might be a little bit swollen, but it's still stable. You can walk on it and do what you need to. And that normally just takes some time and some early motion and rehab. Grade twos are more partial tears, and those can depend on if there's any instability involved, whether you need to go see somebody for a potential brace, rehab, or maybe even surgery. And then a grade three is when that ligament is completely torn or that tendon is completely injured, and many of those will require surgery. So I tell most people, hey, if you just injured yourself, give it a day or two, see how the swelling is doing, see how your pain is doing, and then if you're not getting better after a few days, you probably should see your physician for an evaluation.
And if someone has a mild strain or sprain, what should they do for treatment at home?
They should rest it, elevate it, ice it. Those are all things that help with the swelling and the pain. Then you can take a over-the-counter medication like Motrin or Tylenol for the pain as well. But early motion is one of the biggest and best things you can do for treatment. And so the first day or two, like I said, we should rest. But then after that, we really should start moving it. Early physical therapy or early rehab is always a good idea for a sprain or a strain. And then there are certain types of braces that you can wear as well that can help with stability. And then we just give it some time to re-strengthen and heal itself.
Dr. Jarena, thanks for this information about sprains and strains.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.